Senator Andy Kim, Trump unfit for office, should be removed. By Paul Bois on April 9, 2026. Senator Andy Kim, DNJ, called President Donald Trump unfit for office, adding that he should be removed following his threats against Iran. Kim expressed his desire to see the president removed from office when speaking to CNN's John King. "I think he is unfit to be commander-in-chief. I think he should be removed from office," Kim said. Kim's comments were in response to Trump's threats against Iran prior to the ceasefire agreement reached on Tuesday. "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again," the president said on his Truth Social. "I mean, he is someone that is dangerous to the American people right now. Doing actions that are completely against what the American people want and want to focus on," Kim also said of Trump. "And if he is not removed by this cabinet, and we certainly don't see the prospects of Speaker Mike Johnson growing a spine anytime soon," he added. "You know, certainly, the voters will have to hold him and the Republican leadership accountable in November." Kim was just one of several Democrats to call for the president's removal. Donald Trump is openly threatening war crimes against the entirety of Iranian civilization. 25th Amendment proceedings must begin immediately. But if the cabinet is too cowardly, the House should begin the impeachment process now, said Rep. Diana Duguette, DCO. White House spokesperson Davis Ingle said in a statement to The Hill that Democrats have been talking about impeaching President Trump since before he was even sworn into office. "The Democrats in Congress are deranged, weak, and ineffective, which is why their approval ratings are at historic lows," he added. President Trump announced on his Truth Social on Tuesday that Iran and the U.S. had reached a ceasefire agreement prior to his set deadline, which will open the Strait of Hormuz for 2 weeks. Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested that I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran, and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks, the president said.